AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve's keeping its key interest rate unchanged, but the big news is signals it expects cuts next year. Saker Magani has details.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation has eased over the past year, but while it's still above the central bank's 2% goal, it's come down quickly.
We will make decisions about the extent of any additional policy firming.
The key word there is any.
So we added the word any as an acknowledgement that we believe that we are likely at or near the peak rate for this cycle.
Fed speak for board members looking at the next step, rate cuts. But while Powell refused to shut the door on more hikes, he says the Fed recognizes keeping rates elevated could hurt the economy.
We know that that's a risk, and we're very focused on not making that mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Fed statement sparked a rally on Wall Street.
The Dow jumped 512 points to its record high above 37,000 points. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% and is within reach of its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Treasury yields fell sharply after the Fed's announcement. Seth Sutel, New York.
Wholesale inflation unchanged. The Labor Department's producer price index flat from October to November. Year over year, prices were up just 0.9%. Tesla's recalling more than 2 million vehicles to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
On a party-line vote, the House authorized an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The judge in former President Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington has put it on hold while he further appeals his claims of immunity. On social media, Trump says that's so basic to America, it should be automatic. And testimonies wrapped up in Trump's civil business fraud trial in New York, closing arguments not until January 11th. This is AP News. A study finds a higher death rate in those who fear serious illness.
Illness anxiety disorder, hypochondriasis, is a rare condition. A large study out of Sweden says people with this condition tend to die earlier than those who are not as vigilant about their health. They're unable to shake their fears despite normal physical exams and lab tests. Some may change doctors repeatedly. Others may avoid medical care. Treatment can involve cognitive behavioral therapy, relaxation techniques, education, and sometimes antidepressant medication. The researchers found people with the diagnosis have an increased risk of death from both natural and unnatural causes, including circulatory and respiratory diseases and suicide. Chronic stress is a contributing factor. I'm Ed Donahue.
And if the sky's clear and dark, you might be able to catch a glimpse of the Geminids meteor shower tonight. NASA says look everywhere. Meteors don't come from any particular direction. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.